ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open. Stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
We're free!
Now, I like what one said. They said, liberty is not freedom to do as you want. It's freedom to do as you ought. Do you know what our problem is? Is that we don't do what we ought to do. There are sins of commission, there are sins of omission. Isn't that true? Sometimes you don't do something you should have done. Sometimes you do stuff you know you shouldn't have done. And so we've got this problem. And the problem is, we need to do what we ought. But when you get beat down, because every time you try to get up, you get knocked down. That's the devil's job. He's the condemner. He's the accuser. He's the one who wants to circumvent. He's the one who wants to keep you in bondage. And what I'm saying is that you cannot go on doing what you want to do. In fact, if you look down in verse 17, it says that the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. It says these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So you cannot do the things that you want to. You know, if you do the things that you want to, you're going to be right back down into the mud puddle. Because that's our group. That's our group. And for each of us, we have different groups. There's pride. There's lust. There's hurting of people by our tongues. There's different kinds of things we can engage in. And it maybe was our propensity. If we came to the Lord with a propensity to doing drugs, or a propensity to doing drinking, or a propensity to chasing skirts, or if we have all these different you've got that. You've got that rut in your life, like the old roads back on the farmland, right? Yeah, you're driving in the rut, it's throwing you all around, so you try to get up on the good ground, right? Well, I'll tell you what, that's what you have to stand fast. Avoid the ruts. Stand fast. Stay up here. It takes a little muscle. You're driving down the road, you see a thing that says low shoulder. You've all been there, right? You're driving along, suddenly you go off on the shoulder. It's throwing your wheel. What do you got to do? You got to slow down. And then you got to jerk it back up on there and go. And sometimes you got to slow down. And you got to rethink. I'm in the rut. My wheel's being thrown all around. Devil's got me. And if I'm not careful, I can wreck. The Bible talks about people as Christians suffering shipwreck. Okay? We are not safe down here. There's a torrent going on. And the Bible says Christ is the one that made us free. So let's get that clear. When I slow down, I think, oh, Christ made me free. So what? So I can get back up on the road. So I can get back up. You see, if the devil has his way, he'll make you think you fall into the point where you can never get back up on the road again. Who do you think you are getting up trying to walk with God? You know who you are. You know what you've done. You know how you are. Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. None. So where does the condemnation come from? From within. Self-condemnation. Right? Bible talks about not lifting up a novice in places of authority or influence in the church, lest they fall into the condemnation of the devil. There can be self-condemnation, and there can be the condemnation that the devil heaps on us, but God is not against us. The Bible actually says it this way: if God be for us, who can be against us? So He's for us. He's for us. And the Bible says we need to stand fast in the liberty, that freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled. That word is in a passive voice, meaning you're going to be entangled by outside influences. Don't be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. It says with the yoke of bondage, but the original in the Greek has no article here. So I put a little light line through the word the to remind me of this. Why? Because there are many yokes. There are many yokes you can get in. They were being solicited to a specific one, but he says a yoke of bondage. And the devil doesn't mind whichever one you get in. He'd love you to get in any yoke. Your yoke could be the yoke of trying to keep the law, of trying to do good works. Your yoke could be just in maintaining the status quo, never growing, never going deeper and trying to go a little higher by finding Christ in a more personal way. And it keeps you diverted. If he can keep you in a yoke of any kind, he cannot get us back. The Bible says that we are born again, not of corruptible things like, gold and silver, but by the blood of Jesus. That's how we get born again, by Christ.
And the Bible says that if we're born again, we're in His hand. No man can snatch us out of His hand. And we're in the Father's hand. No man can snatch us out of the Father's hand. I and my Father are one, John 10. It says we can't be taken out of God's hand. So the devil can't get you back, but what he wants to do is get you tangled up. Get you in a thicket somewhere. It's interesting to consider how sheep are a picture of the Christian life, right? And the one of those parables that most people are familiar with, the lost sheep, right? 99 are put over here, and he goes and looks for the one. You know what sheep do? They wander off. You know, if you're not careful, if you're not standing fast, you might wander off. What happens? You might be in a cave somewhere just pining. Can you see a little sheep in there hiding and not knowing what to do? Or getting out in some plain area where a wolf or something can see them? How dangerous is that? Or having that thick wool and getting all caught up in some kind of a thicket of thorns? That's you and me. You say, it's not me. Sorry, it is. We all have that propensity. All we like sheep have gone astray and turned each to our own way. The Bible says of David in his old age that the Lord is my shepherd. He says, when I was younger, I thought I had this cat by the tail, man. By the way, who does that? You ever heard that? Cat by the tail? How many of you have cats? How many of you grab by the tail? Get over here. The only person who grabs it. And what about the cat out of the bag, right? Who's putting the cat in the bag? I think they drowned him that way. They throw him in a bag. Anyway, somebody let the cat out of the bag. All I'm saying is that we think we got the cat by the tail. We think we got this thing going on. We think we're good. And the next thing we know, we're in a thicket. That would be a yoke, thinking I got it going on. And a little humility go a long way, right? If we can get a mind around the fact that this is what we need Jesus every day. Why? Because His mercies are new every morning. We need Him every day because we need mercy every morning. None of us is going to get out of this thing without some scars and bruises. You're not. But the thing you need to know is that Christ has set us free. If God be for us, who can be against us? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That you need to know. There's some things you need to know. You go to an airport, you've got to have your license with you, right? You've got to have your ticket. You've got to be there an hour or two ahead of time. All I'm saying is, you've got to know some stuff. And I'm telling you, in your Christian life, you need to know who Jesus is. And He is the one who set us free, and there is a potential for entanglement. Verse 2 says, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ profits you nothing." That doesn't mean that people who have been circumcised are going to be lost. He's saying if you're doing it as a segue into salvation, if you think this is going to facilitate your salvation, then you've got a problem. You're supposing something very important. If you're supposing baptism does it, that's just equally as bad. And there are denominations built on the fact of a thing called baptismal regeneration. The Bible says there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And the baptism that is one is the baptism of the Holy Spirit placing us into Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. The Bible says we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. That is the one baptism. Water baptism is what we do as an outward emblem or an outward symbol of what has already taken place inwardly. We're showing people, I believe He died for me, I believe He was buried for me, I believe He rose for me, and I was in Him when it took place, and God poured out His wrath on my sin. I died with Him. Chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not in the Son of God, but the faith that He brought forth, the thing He brought into the light and said, here it is. This is what faith looks like. By the faith of the love of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Salvation is all on Jesus. And we have to stand fast in that. They're going back to the law. He says, you become a debtor in verse 3 if you do that. Because if you start thinking it's good works, then you better ramp up your game. Because as you go along, you get more and more things going wrong in your life. You say bad things to people. You think bad things. You do bad things. Your disposition bites and hurts. And he says, if you think it's law, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do on all the things you didn't even know you did. You did a lot of stuff, and God is an awesome God. He is absolutely holy. And he concluded, all people under sin. He says, you'll become a debtor. He says in verse 4, he says, Christ will have become of no effect to you. What does that mean? Of no effect to you. Luke chapter 13 gives an interesting use of the word no effect. You remember this husbandman who had a vineyard. He came and he saw this tree. It had borne no fruit. And he said, tear that up. Why cumbereth it the ground? Why does it take up the ground with no effect? Why is it even there? So the point is he says, if you try to be a keeper of the law, Christ will just be taking up space. He won't be useful to you. He'll have no use. In fact, he'll be in the way. Just taking up space. No effect to you. Beloved, you and I, we need Jesus. Boy, I'm so glad I got Jesus. Okay, so I'm going in with Him. I get in on His coattails. I get in on His mercy. I get in on His finished work. When Jesus died on the cross, He said these words at the end. He cried with a great voice and He says, it is finished. And you know, as many of you know, that word is tetelestai. They used to stamp it on a bill when it was paid in full. Paid in full. So Christ, final words, said, it is finished. It is paid for. It's paid for. I'm so glad it's paid for. Got my ticket. I can go to the airport. I can look at the person on the other side of that counter with all the confidence in the world called faith. You know, faith. I belong here. I should be here. You should be waiting for me because I have a paid for ticket. Same thing's true with him. The Bible says that we have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. What? Reserved for us. Right? Reserved for us in the heavens. It's reserved. You got reservations. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. It's so good to know. The Bible says that if you go trying to keep the law, you're going to have to be a debtor to do better and better and better and better because you're going to get crustier and crustier and crustier. You know, as we get older, we start getting aches and pains. It's hard to be patient when you're in pain, isn't it? You know, you're just locked into this body. What I'm saying is that you become a debtor because you're going to get, as time goes on, more and more frustrated, more and more, less and less thinking heaven thoughts unless you have them clearly in the crosshairs of your mind. So stand fast. Another thing it says is not only will he have become of no effect, he says, but you are fallen from grace. Now, some people think you can lose your salvation. That's not what this is saying. First thing, it's not saying that. We know that because the Bible says that once we're born again into the family of God, we're not born again and again and again. We get born again, we're His children. We become His responsibility. What's the Bible says? We are His workmanship. Did you hear that? You are His workmanship. You're not your workmanship. You're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I'm going to pull that up a little bit further here in a minute because Paul does in the passage. So we're His workmanship. We're not our workmanship. But when it says we're fallen from grace, what it's talking about is that there's a whole cross section in that local church there. And anybody who thinks they're going to be justified by circumcision has fallen away from the real plot that God had set in place. In other words, we might have 10 people, just like the 10 lepers. 10 lepers are cleansed by Jesus. Only one comes back and says, thank you. He says, weren't there 10 cleansed? And how is it that only one? He says, your faith has made you whole. And what happens is that some people get in on that front burner and they really meant it, like the one leper. But 9 of them were just happy to be healed. See, some people just like to hear the words, you're going to go to heaven. But they never really lock in on who Jesus is, what Jesus is, and so forth. They just like the fact that that preacher said, I'm good. What I'm saying is when push comes to shove and your suppositions give way to a surgery, when your suppositions give way to saying I'm a baptized person, when your suppositions give way to saying I'm a church member, it's telling something about you. And he says you've fallen away from that grace message that you've heard, and it's showing something.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.